It's Monday, and that means it's time for another installment of our BizLex chat. As always, joining us is the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington, Eric Carlson. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Josh.
I wanted to begin by touching on the ongoing Rupp Arena project saga, which was back in the news again last week. UK President Eli Capoluto sat down with city officials to discuss a potential way forward. Bring us up to speed on where we are on Rupp.
Well, that basically is all we got to know out of that meeting.
Yeah.
We know that it happened. The city released a statement saying that there was the meeting and it was positive and they look forward to more positive outcomes in the future. And the University of Kentucky refused comment. So something happened. They met. We don't know how it went, if it went good or bad, if we're further along the lines of University of Kentucky signing a new lease, if the terms that they had previously agreed to are sticking. We don't know, and time will tell.
Also want to touch on Lexington's failed bid for a second World Equestrian Games. Our first experience hosting was generally judged as a success, but it wasn't enough to persuade the FEI to come back a second time in 2018.
Yeah, the 2018 games were awarded last week to Montreal. They'll be using the same site that was used during the 1976 Montreal Olympic Games. So there's some infrastructure already up there that will allow for it. And that their proposal had hit a snag earlier in the bid process where the local government and the province government didn't like the thought of having to fund all these things. And so at that point, Lexington really kind of snuck back in to see if they had an opportunity at getting the games. But Quebec decided, yes, we're going to go ahead and do what's needed for this. And, you know, actually, you and I talked to the governor on Monday of last week about the possibility. And he, at that point, I think knew what we've been hearing a lot of, that it wasn't going to happen for 2018, and stated that some of the concerns were sponsorship issues. One of the major sponsors is a watch company not named Rolex for the FEI. The governing body of the World Equestrian Games and our main stadium at the Horse Park is a Rolex Stadium. So if you are a watch company, you don't necessarily want a major event happening in your major competitor's stadium. So that and a few other issues that we've been hearing about have led apparently to Quebec getting the 2018 games.
And lastly, I want to switch gears here to a kind of heartwarming story that came out of a tragic event in Lexington. The local restaurant owner behind Sav's Grill was injured in a recent cooking accident, but the response to this from the community has made headlines even nationally now.
That's right. Even Today Show's website picked up late last week an article about the response that Lexington has made towards Mamadou Savane, known mainly as Sav, who owns Sav Grill and West African cuisine on Limestone, and right across the street he owns Sav Chile ice cream store. He had a very bad accident about 2 weeks ago where he had a 20-gallon boiling pot of peanut sauce that he spilled on himself while trying to move it from the stove to a cart. And last week, a fundraiser was started to help him bridge the costs. He is insured, but there were extra out-of-pocket expenses. Insurance doesn't cover 100% of costs, and he's going to need skin grafts and will have more things to go. So a fund was started and raised more than $50,000 in just 36 hours when there was a 93-day plan to try to raise that $50,000 for him. And so tonight, Monday night, at Smiley P Publishing, my office, there will be a fundraiser to continue on with that help. And it's $5 at the door for that, extra things that are going on for sale, that all of the money will be going to the Savane family, and raffles and whatnot, a whole lot of things planned.
Eric Carlson, editor-in-chief of Business Lexington, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much for having me, Josh.